celebrating 50 years of ministry, this is Breakthrough with Rod Parsley.
Across America and around the world, today is your day. Father, heal, deliver, save everyone for your glory.
Witness a miracle moment in time that cannot be explained, only experienced. Join Dr. Ron Parsley and hundreds of thousands around the world as they celebrate a 50-year legacy of faith and the power of prayer. Get ready for revival and watch miracles manifest during the most anticipated event of the year. Miracle Healing and Victory Prayer Cloth Service, Sunday, November 24th at 10 a.m. at World Harvest Church, with special music by Lisa Brunson and the Harvest Music Live Choir, as they lead you in anointed praise and worship on this supernaturally powerful day. Make your plans to be a part of Miracle Healing and Victory Prayer Cloth Service at World Harvest Church, Sunday, November 24th at 10 a.m.
This thing was loosed with a purpose. It had an evil intention. It had an assignment. And we are canceling that. Oh, I feel the power of God. We are canceling that assignment. Bless the Lord, oh my soul. Bless the Lord. Forget not all his benefits. He daily loads us with benefits. And I know right now the very presence of God is coming to you. I have had a tremendous week this past week. God is the immovable mover. He is the center and the circumference of all that is, ever was, or ever will be. He is a mighty God, everlasting Father, Prince of Peace, the everlasting, eternally self-existent one who heals. We're going to talk about miracles. We're going to talk about signs, wonders, about how great our God is, because he is bigger than we have preached. He is bigger than we have sung about. He is bigger than we've talked about. He's bigger than we've taught. He is ever, ever, everlasting, the eternal one, the great Jehovah. Oh, if I could sing, I'd just begin to sing right now. Thou art worthy, great Jehovah. Thou art worthy, mighty God. Thou art worthy, Abba Father. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. I just have that in my spirit. Oh, my soul, and all that is within me. The enemy of your soul and mine, Satan, the evil one, the accuser of the brethren, Lucifer, the unholy one, has mounted an unusual, and I might say a vicious attack. Vicious. I've never experienced anything like it. A vicious attack in the area and the arena of the mind and the emotions. God made you imago Dei. He is God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Ghost. And notice that I did not say he is God the Father. Come on, cameraman, get up here with me. There we go. He is not God the Father and then God the Son and then way down here out of sight somewhere, God the Holy Spirit. These three agree in one. They work in divine congruency, so that there is no delineation between them. When you learn this truth, which was given to my pastor and my mentor, 75 years ago, 80 years ago, maybe 85 years ago, I have to look it up, early in his ministry, the difference between the spirit, the soul, and the body. Spirit, God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Ghost. Spirit, soul, body. Outer court, inner court, Holy of Holies. Are you with me? Gabriel, Michael, Lucifer. Watch me now. We have got to reclaim the discarded values of the past. This downturn, not only in the American economy, but in the world economy, after those prolonged, nonsensical lockdowns, quarantines, churches shuttered and shut down, has left a generation in crisis. You think about this. Churches across America and around the world, for the first time in history, were locked down during Easter. Don't tell me that's not spawned out of hell. And it's left an entire generation in the crisis of its lifetime. PTSD. What is that? Post-traumatic stress disorder. You know when we used to see it? We used to see it when men and women would come back from the front lines of a war. Now we're seeing it in 10-year-olds, 12-year-olds, because they had to wear masks. They're behind a screen. Everything around them is shut down. They're unable to learn in a normal fashion. It's just breaking my heart what I'm seeing going on in America, and that's why I want you to send for your prayer cloth for November 24. Get it. We'll get it on the prayer table. We'll send it back to you so that you can agree, and we're going to see, thank you, Jesus, we're going to see multiplied hundreds of thousands set free by the power of God from this horrible, horrible, cursed thing. We got a generation in crisis. A generation. Watch now. In the late 1980s, the incomparable Dr. Oral Roberts, who I am more than humbled to say was my friend, he was double my age, but he saw the anointing of the Holy Spirit on my life. I have letters from him, handwritten, placed upon my walls. He preached in my pulpit. I preached in his. He said to me in the late 1980s, there were going to be that coming in my generation, there would be three spirits, demon spirits, loosed upon the earth. The first one, I thought I had a revelation of, and then came COVID. And then I really got a revelation of it. What's going on right now is we have an entire generation walking around under the influence of a demonic, overlording principality power, a spirit of, watch me, stupor. You can't go through a drive-thru and get your order right. People can't think. It's as if they are in a fog. It's a lethargy. They are lethargic. I'm talking to hundreds of thousands of you right now. Stay with me. You will be free. People are, in essence, losing their minds. Then a spirit of terror. This was 20 years before 9/11. And then a spirit to deny and squelch the power of the Holy Spirit. You cannot live in that condition. the average teenager, we were talking about post-traumatic stress disorder. Have you noticed people just can't seem to take anything anymore? They just, the slightest little thing sends them toppling over the edge, an emotional wreck, just breaking down. This is a spirit, and it has deception attached to it. The average teenager in America today, you're not going to believe this, but it is scientifically proven. The average teenager in America today is experiencing the same level of anxiety, watch, as a psychiatric patient in the 1950s. In other words, what our teenagers are walking around with today, people at one time would be institutionalized because they were under such psychiatric attack. The only thing that needs to happen for this thing to triumph is for good people like you and me to do nothing. We must act. Faith always has an act. I want you to join your faith with mine. More than I can tell you, I believe with all my heart that God the Holy Spirit is anointing this year's prayer cloth service in every way, but we are going to see more people. I hear the Holy Spirit right now. We are going to see more people delivered from anxiety, post-traumatic stress disorder, nervous attacks, here, panic attacks than we have ever seen in the previous 19 years put together. Will you believe it? Will you stand with me? The greatest underused power available on the earth today is the power of agreement in faith. That's what a prayer cloth is all about, that you and I come into absolute agreement, not just with each other. One chases 1,000, two puts 10,000 to flight, three chase 100,000, four chase 1,000,000. What are hundreds of thousands of us in the same service together live going to put to flight? Oh, my great God, get your prayer cloth. It's absolutely free, absolutely free. There have been several times in my life where God has specifically downloaded something to me that I had never heard before. I remember the exact moment nearly 20 years ago when God spoke to me to conduct a miracle healing and victory prayer cloth service. God said, here's what I want you to do. I want you to allow people to send a prayer cloth. I want you to send people prayer cloths that they can send back. I want you to conduct a service, and believe me, in agreement, for miracles, signs, and wonders. And I've never been more vehement about it than I am this year, because I want this spirit of stupor, this spirit of lethargy, this spirit of people, good, wonderful people, not being able to think, people falling apart, you know. It changed people. It changed their psyche. It changed them emotionally. It messed with their ability to be with other people. Fear-based. Anything that's fear-based is not of faith. And if it's not of faith, it's not of God. And it's time for us to break that. But we went to church all the time because we had a great need of God. Do you? You know, if it's not now, there will come a time when your trembling hand will reach out for a hand bigger than yours. And I just see, visionarily, I see hands reaching up all over the earth, trembling, shaking hands, reaching up to God. You've had all you can take, and this is it. We had church on Sunday night for evangelism's sake. Excuse me. They had an evangelistic thrust. Their purpose was salvation, healing, deliverance, graced and affirmed and confirmed by the Lord God Almighty Himself, by miracles, by signs, and wonders. On Sunday nights, every week, those seasons were known to us. We understood that Sunday night, that's when you bring the lost. That's when you bring the unconverted. That's when you bring those that have broken, those that are broken, those that are weary, wandering, worn, nervous, anxious, fearful, because they would hear the unadulterated, raw, but real gospel of Jesus Christ preached, and preached in power, and preached with passion. And we knew that the Holy Spirit of God would be present to convict sinners of their sin, lead them to repentance. We knew they could be converted and become new creatures. We witnessed, excuse me, the long-term effects of lives undeniably, irreversibly changed by the power of God. We witnessed it every single week. We saw people truly become new creatures in Christ Jesus, like your Bible says, 2 Corinthians 5:17. In those seasons, we were encouraged by the leadership. I don't know. I think a lot of services have been canceled during this time because preachers don't want to go to church. Isn't that an indictment? I would to God, and I see a time when we will have to have church 24/7 around the clock to accommodate the people crying out to God. That's what I'm believing for. Revival if, there it is, revival if. Come on, you want to be a part of it. We were encouraged in those days, I remember. We were encouraged by our leaders, our pastors, our Sunday school teachers. We were all but commanded to bring the lost on Sunday night, to find those who were sick and afflicted, those bound. In those days, it was more alcoholism than anything else. Those that were afflicted. We were commanded, compelled, under a compulsion of the Holy Ghost to bring in the brokenhearted so they could receive faith-filled prayers of agreement for their salvation, for their healing, for their deliverance. And when we did, well, leading up right now to our great miracle, healing, and victory prayer cloth service. I'm going to take a prayer cloth just like this. Now, I can tell you this. Our prayer cloth service gets a lot of imitation. But for 20 years, hundreds upon hundreds upon hundreds into the millions of people have received the touch of God because I was brave enough and I was strong enough to believe Acts 19, and God worked special miracles by the hands of Paul, insomuch that handkerchiefs and aprons were brought to him, from his body. And when they were laid upon the sick as a point of contact and the release of faith and anointing, they were made whole. I will place a prayer cloth just like this on our prayer altar after every prayer has been prayed, every song has been sung. These are just cloths. There's nothing special about this cloth, but there was nothing special about Moses' rod, except God put his anointing in it. Are you listening? There was nothing special about the jawbone of a donkey, but God worked miracles through it. It's a point of contact for the release of your faith. But right now, at the direction of the Holy Spirit, I'm going to tell you that it's time for you to release this prophetic anointing into your life. You have a right to receive from a ministry that you connect with by reason of sacrifice. What does that mean? What you support, God supports in your life. Faith always requires an act. God says, I'll do this if you do that. I'm going to encourage you tonight at nothing but the direction of the Holy Spirit in this moment. Stay right here with me. I sow a seed. Why? Cornelius did it. Hannah did it. They mixed their alms, their giving, and their praying. Why? Because where your heart is, the book says, and the book is right there wrong, where your heart is, that's where your treasure is also. Where your treasure is, that's where your heart is also. God knows that. But there's something about that point of agreement. Father, in Jesus' name, I believe every word I've spoken under the anointing of your Spirit tonight to be released now in the lives of every person and those they love. Great God of heaven, send us a mighty revival. Let it begin in us. Do it now. If, only if, we respond. God's miracle is manifested by what he does when you simply obey.
Well, a few months ago, I had a really, really, really low heart rate.
Jay felt faint. He just was not himself.
When he walked into the ER, hi, my heart rate is, 40 beats a minute. A team of doctors kind of swarmed on me from everywhere. I'm really thinking I'm actually in pretty serious shape at this point. When they first told me, you kind of feel dread. Unfortunately, the only treatment is the permanent placement of a dual chamber cardiac pacemaker. Am I going to be able to pick up my children? Am I going to be able to hold my son? Am I going to be able to hold my daughter? I remember that I had my prayer cloth in the bag, and I said, would you mind getting my prayer cloth out of the bag down there? And I immediately just held it for the rest of my stay there. We began to pray that the pacemaker would come out. And I had to go to see the cardiologist. So I went into his office, and I had my prayer cloth with me. And he comes back into the room while the tests are being conducted, and it says in the device clinic, the conductivity of your heart has returned. Your pacemaker isn't doing anything anymore. And it was clear to me that this was new, that this, he didn't have an answer. He said, but from what I'm seeing right now, he said, this graph looks like I'm looking at a completely healthy heart with no problems at all. How often do you see this? And he said, never, Never. He said, and, you know, I believe with all my heart that it's the anointing of the Lord Jesus that set us free, that the anointing that's tangible and transferable in a prayer cloth can make a difference, and it can touch you wherever you are, because it touched me.
My first thought was, praise God. My next thought was, man, God's faithful. I just thought about all of those people who were also going to hear about the miracle that God did in our lives. And I was excited to tell everyone. I was excited to give glory to God.
You can be made whole in your spirit, in your soul, and in your body. It's God's plan through the tangible transfer of anointing resident in a prayer cloth. Reserve your prayer cloth from the Jubilee Miracle Healing and Victory Prayer Cloth Service coming Sunday, November 24th. It's easy and quick. Simply call, click on rodparsley.com, or rush your letter in the mail. Please pray about sowing a seed of faith towards the miracle you need. Show the Lord you believe His promise. For every gift of $100 or more, we'll sow ministry back into your life by sending you this beautiful Be Made Whole healing box. Inside, you'll be blessed by more than 30 scripture cards. Anoint yourself and your home with a vial of anointing oil and a gorgeous wooden pen direct from the Holy Land. Plus, you'll be blessed by the new 50-Year Legacy of Healing message set. Step through the decades of Rod Parsley's healing ministry, supernatural moves of the Holy Spirit that produce significant miracles through the tangible anointing. All that and more for a prayer cloth seed of $100 or more. For those who are called to sow $1,000, we'll permanently inscribe your name on a healing paver stone at the Gateway of Hope. As tens of thousands pass by, they'll see your name and believe for your healing, spirit, soul, and body. Plus, it will be an everlasting testimony and legacy of your faith. Call before November 24th. We'll reserve a free prayer cloth from the altar for you. Saturated in the anointing from this powerful season of prayer. Every gift will help continue edifying believers and continue a 50-year legacy of full gospel preaching. Jesus wants you whole, spirit, soul, and body.
Valor Christian College wants you to become a world changer with a four-year, fully accredited Bachelor of Arts in Christian Ministry.
You'll become a part of a vibrant community of believers with a passion for quality education, purpose-driven application, and a desire to receive an impartation of the legacy of Dr. Rod Parsley.
Call or visit valorcollege.edu and enroll today on campus or online.
Ask about our scholarships, federal financial aid, and other programs to help you acquire the tools you need to change the world.
Celebrating 50 years of ministry, this is Breakthrough with Rod Parsley. This worldwide broadcast is made possible by Revival Covenant Partners. Your faithful monthly support helps take this message of personal renewal and national revival to the world. To learn more, visit rodparsley.com.